Your Wedding Your Way, number 7, Beauty and the Beast. Everyone, thanks for being here tonight. It might be afternoon where you're at, but right now it's night in California. Actually, it seems later than it is. It's only actually 20 till 7, but it's been dark for about 2 hours now with the time change, so it's kind of thrown me off a little. Anyway, I'm Leanne. I'm your host of Your Wedding Your Way. I'm so glad that you're joining us tonight. I'd love to thank Denise for emailing me. It was really good to hear from you, and I hope tonight's show will be helpful. I'm going to try and answer one of the questions that you had. I might have to take 2 shows to do it because this has a lot of information, and I'm trying to keep my shows kind of small or kind of short. So if we don't get it all covered tonight, check back next week and we'll get it done then. Now, if you want to email me and give me some other questions you have, please do. I'd love to hear from you. Leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. Now that's my email address, and my phone number is 206-339-9339. Now, have you transformed your coffee or a dessert? French vanilla, hazelnut, mocha. These are the delicious blend of flavor blends. Now they say they're for coffee, but like I've told you several times, I use them in everything. They're really, really delicious. And don't forget to go to destinationflavor.com and get a little more information. Now on to our show. I've titled this show Beauty and the Beast. Now, are you thinking Belle and Gaston or one of the other Disney stories, one of the other princesses? Well, I love to pretend I'm a princess, but that's not what we're talking about tonight. I won't leave it to your imagination any longer. Beauty, of course, the beauty of the wonderful flowers. There's nothing more spectacular to me than fresh cut flowers. I love floral arrangements. I love just the flowers bundled from the garden. If you haven't noticed, I'm a little clogged up and stuffy tonight, and that's because I was working in my garden cutting some more roses for the table. Because I love to see the roses and I love to smell them, even though it does this to me. Anyway, that kind of gives you a lead into what the beast is. Got beauty in the flowers and beast in the allergies. So this is something you might consider as a bride if you are very, very allergic, that maybe you might want to go with silk flowers. Now I know many girls who go with fresh and silk, or girls that just go strictly with silk. That's something you have to weigh out. How allergic are you? Or how really keyed into having fresh flowers are you? Are you open to the thought of silk flowers? Or do you want to combine both? I wanted to give you a few perspectives tonight about flowers and things that I have learned through experience. Now, I've done silk arrangements for over 25 years. I've done large-scale arrangements for our church, for several different functions we've had, just for the front platform, even for different services and different occasions. I have really enjoyed working with silk flowers. They're fun to me. You can bend them and shape them and do all kinds of things to them. You can spray them with the glitter spray if you want them to be more sparkly. Just a lot to be said for working with silk flowers. It's just recently, within the last 3 years, that I've actually started doing large-scale arrangements with fresh flowers. I've done some very large table arrangements, and I've also done some very large weddings. If you're doing the flowers yourself and you're trying to tackle it as a family project to try and save yourself some money, you might want to steer away from the fresh flowers depending on the location you have and where you have for storing them and the availability of the flowers to you. So these are all things to consider. Now, I've been very fortunate because being in Southern California, I can get just about any kind of flower that I want whenever I want it. We have a couple of wholesalers nearby, and we also have the Flower Mart down in LA if I get really desperate and need to go all the way to LA. but usually I just go to Orange County. Now, I've never taken professional flower arranging lessons, so if you go over to the Flickr map and you check out the pictures that I'm going to mention to you later, take that into consideration when you look at the flowers, because I'm not a professional by any means, but I just do it because I love it and because I'm trying to help out the girls whose wedding I'm helping with. Some of them are on very tight budgets, and so I want to be helpful in that area too. So let's get on to doing a little comparison shopping here, deciding which one is best for us. We're going to weigh out the pros and the cons, and I'm sure I'm not going to cover every pro and con that there is because my brain can't think of all of them. All I know is I enjoy working with flowers. Let's talk about fresh flowers first. The major pro that I see to fresh flowers is the smell. It's so intoxicating to have the smell of jasmine and roses and lilies and stargazers and all the other smells that there are with flowers right there at your fingertips as you're walking down the aisle or surrounding your sanctuary. So that's a really big plus. But there are several limits or several cons to working with fresh flowers. And if you're going to try and do them yourself, you really want to take these into consideration. Now, I take it that if you're working with a professional florist and you're having someone else do your flowers, then you're not going to have to worry about some of these limits. But the first one is your choices are limited when you go with fresh flowers. You have to worry about the season that you're wanting to be married in. If it's Christmas time and you're doing a winter wedding and you would like to have poinsettias, then it might be difficult, or amaryllis, because you might have so many others in the area using them, and if your florist has a big project coming up with a very large corporation or something, it might be difficult for her to get flowers. And you also want to keep in mind that if it's a winter slash New Year's wedding, like I mentioned earlier at my show last week, it's difficult to get flowers then because everybody's shipping their flowers to the West Coast for the Rose Parade. I was so disappointed in my wedding flowers because the orchids were small, the poinsettias were kind of wilted, and my arrangements beside my archway were really, in my opinion, appalling. Who knows, maybe I'll put some of our wedding pictures up so you can see what I'm talking about. It was just difficult to get good flowers because everybody was shipping their flowers off to the Rose Parade. And that's one of the things we learned by getting married on New Year's Eve. So I'm sharing that little tidbit with you so that will save you the grief. The next thing you want to consider is the time factor. If you're doing the flowers yourself, you have a very limited window for getting the flowers all put together in the arrangements and making sure that they're still alive for the wedding. Remember, certain flowers are more perishable than others. Now, if you choose roses, you have a better chance of them lasting longer because you can get the buds and have them put together when they're still tightly formed, maybe 2 days in advance if all you're doing is roses, and you can get a little extra time out of it. But you're also going to have to worry with that by making sure that you don't get them too cold or too hot. So those are things to consider if you're working with them yourself. Also, another thing is fresh flowers are less workable than silk flowers. The joy to me of working with a silk flower is I can bend that little stem and get that flower to be poking just in the right direction I want it to go. If you've got a silk flower, you can't exactly bend the stems. Now, some are a little more malleable than others. Tulips are pretty flexible, and if you work it just right, you can get a little arch with the stem or with calla lilies, but it's still not like a silk flower. You really have to worry about the breakage of your heads of your flowers. So that's something else to consider. And one of the major things for me is the cost. I found that if you're going with a professional florist, the cost of roses and fresh flowers can be astronomical. I know that when I compared the price of the flowers that I purchased for my niece's wedding and what it would have cost me had a florist done them, it was probably 4 times, maybe even 5 times the expense. So you really want to consider the cost factor. The next thing is the storage and the lasting of them. Number 1, if you're doing it yourself, you're going to have your house in a very cool state. Usually I found that 72 degrees was a really good temperature to keep the flowers fresh. But certain flowers don't want to be handled much. I know if you're working with calla lilies, they're very easily bruised. I know I did a wedding in August that I was dealing with calla lilies, and I had all of her bouquets made the night before. Now granted, like I said, I've just started working with fresh flowers, so I was not used to calla lilies, and I was so disappointed and upset and worried because I got all of her arrangements done the night before and went to the rehearsal dinner, and when I came back, all of the calla lilies had huge brown spots on them and they looked horrible. So I had to go down to where I had purchased the flowers in Orange County early in the morning and get a whole nother batch and put together all new arrangements, try to get them there to the wedding on time. I was down to the very last minute, having bridesmaids help me tie the ribbons and do the French twist on the bows. And it was frustrating because they didn't have the same feel or the same look in their mind as to what the bows should look like and what the ribbons should look like all pinned with the pearls. And so it didn't come out quite as nicely as I wanted. Now, mind you, everybody there didn't seem to realize that there was a difference, but it was noticeable to me. So those are things you want to think about when you're looking at flowers. Fresh ones just don't last for you. Now on to silk flowers. I'm going to try and get through this a little quicker because I realize we're going kind of late here. The number one perk is that they're easier to do if you're doing it yourself. You could have a party with all of your bridesmaids and your mom and your sisters and your future mother-in-law, even if you wanted to include her, and future sister-in-laws, and they could work really hard with you to get all the prep work done. And then if you aren't really comfortable with everybody working on different arrangements, they could have all the cutting and all the wrapping of the stems done for you, and then you and just a couple others that you feel comfortable with could do the actual arranging of things. So that's something to really consider, because you could have it done 2 or 3 weeks in advance and have it stored away, and then you wouldn't have to worry about it at the very last minute. Another thing is the cost. You can plan ahead with silk flowers. You can look at what you want in the way of flowers, and you can check out the different wholesalers that are in your area. Go and look for sales. Pay attention to when they have sales happening, then you can go and get the specific things you want for less. I know that with my niece's wedding, when I was in the wholesalers in May doing the wedding that I had done before that, I noticed they were going to be having a summer sale on all their tropical flowers, and I got 15% off of the price, so I went ahead and bought almost everything that I needed. Now, mind you, I had to go back and get a few last minute things, but I got most of what I needed way in advance, and I saved 15%. So that was a really good thing. It's wonderful that you can work with silk flowers because, like I've mentioned, they're more flexible. You can get more of a perfectionist look from silk flowers because you have the do-overs and over and over if you need to. But you can keep clipping or bending or shaping and get it exactly the way you want it. And it's a lot better to be able to just work them in advance, and then if it's not working out one night, just say, okay, we're going to put it aside and I'll come back to it tomorrow, and you don't have to worry about it perishing or going bad on you. So those are things to really consider. The other special thing about doing silk flowers is, number one, if you're doing silks for the bridesmaids, if you're doing silks for your bridesmaids, then this can be a part of their gift. It's a fun little keepsake to have to remember the wedding that you were in. Also, if you're doing centerpieces and the wedding flowers for the actual ceremony, you can coordinate the colors and the styles and the different flowers that you use, and you can have them all done way in advance. And you can also have a chance, if you're doing the centerpieces in silk, to be able to take them to the actual room that you're going to be putting them in and set one of them on the table and maybe get an idea as far as height goes or size whether you need it fuller or less full. So these are all things that you can work with if you're doing the silk flowers. Another thing is to keep in mind, like I stated earlier, silk flowers are so realistic now. I found some beautiful anthuriums that I was working with for my niece's wedding. These anthuriums that I worked with even had the colorations that different anthuriums have. They had everything you could imagine. The orchids that I had that we used were just absolutely stunning, and I didn't have to worry about them getting brown spots or getting wilty on me. It was just really nice to be able to have the arrangements done early. The one drawback, and the only drawback that I see to silk flowers, are the fact that you don't get the beautiful scents that you get with the fresh flowers. So that's something to consider. Well, that about wraps it up for this week, and I hope that I've given you some ideas to think about when it comes to fresh flowers and silk flowers. And next week we'll continue the theme of flowers and decorating. I'd like to discuss a little bit some different ideas that you might have for decorating weddings, receptions, and whether it's an indoor wedding, an outdoor wedding, different things you might think about that might be helpful to you. So come on back next week. And don't forget to go over and check out the Splenda Flavor Blends at DestinationFlavor.com and let us know what you think. Well, until we meet again, may this day and all to come be blessed with God's love. Bye!
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.